And I heard that more firemen get killed every year than policemen do.
Yeah, we was, of course, coal miners is always held number one up, and up until 1973, of course, coal mining declined a good bit, and firefighters went number one position. We, this is based on loss of life while on duty, or in the normal everyday means of work, and then coal mining picked back up, you know, with the energy crunch, and when it did, coal mining shot back to number one place, and we pretty well hold number two position. Police is about five.
What kinds of equipment do you use, trucks and things like that?
Right now we have, at number one station here, we have 2,000 gallon pumpers. One's a American LaFrance. The other is a Mack chassis with a Warrus 1,000 gallon pump. Then we have a 100 foot aerial ladder, which is a American LaFrance. And we're using a regular sedan, Plymouth sedan, for a lead car, battalion chief's car.
What do you have a name for the 100 foot aerial truck? Do you just call it?
We refer to it as Ladder One. You talking about the old hook and ladders? Is that what you're referring to?
I was thinking about it. And some places they have a truck that has a, is it one that opens up like that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a snorkel.
Yeah.
Okay. Snorkels hadn't been in service all that many years. And it's probably, my personal opinion, it's way better piece of equipment than a ladder.
Yeah.
Basically, a ladder is used for two things. One thing for rescue, mainly, multi-story buildings. And the other thing is for a water platform. We've got a 500-gallon minute fog nozzle mounted on the end of it. And, of course, it don't carry its own pump. It has to have a source of supply added to it, which one of these other pumpers have to pump into it. But on the drawbacks on the ladder is, and of course now it's not hard to find somebody to disagree with this, I'm sure, but the nozzle's not fixed on it. You have to take it off or put it on, put it in service. The rescue operations is hampered. The National Board of Insurance underwriters recommend one firefighter per person being rescued. This has a tendency to slow rescue operations, or you put up against a multi-story building that's on fire and people panic and they'll jump for it and so forth, and they, I tell you, when it's out 100 foot and that little 16 inch rail on top, there's not much there to hold on to.
Yeah.
And it has a tendency to weave pretty bad unless it's supported. It'll weave, oh, sometimes much as 5 foot. And
I guess
depending on the wind, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, now the recoil on that fog nozzle is a good 5 foot. It'll throw a bow in the ladder.
Wow.
But the snorkel, the advantages of a snorkel is the firefighting nozzle stays in position. They're permanently mounted. The water lines are inside the beam. Which is a permanent mount.
Yeah. Do they straighten up?
Yeah.
And line up?
A good operator can actually put one around the pole.
Uh-huh.
That's hard to believe, but.